So I'll just tell you a little bit about myself and how all of this happened for me and why you can trust what it is that I have to say about the matter because of the life that I've lived. And that is that I was very sick growing up. And in that sickness, I was not able to function very well. And that's why I became a self-employed person because I was unemployable. I was not able to keep a normal work schedule. The quality of my work was very poor. And the only way for me to earn a living as a working adult was to own my own business. And I set out to heal myself. So the things that I did and studied and became skilled at was first to heal myself. And then secondly, to help heal others. And that's how my soul purpose path unfolded. And 32 years later, I've had my business for 32 years where I am an intuitive. I was born with those skills. I'm a healer. I was born with those skills. And I help people to learn how to use their soul purpose as an engine, as a battery, as a fuel for confidence, where you're able to use your truth of where you've been in your life, who you are becoming, and what your heart longs for you to bring forth in this life. And that is the purpose of you understanding that everything that has happened in your life up until now are the gifts, are the gems, are the sources of power to keep you moving forward. And my intention for you at the end of these 4 days is that you're going to understand that moving forward exactly as you are, that you don't have to be more perfect. You just need to acknowledge what you really are, who you really are, and that you have within you these spiritual powers that you will direct with much more deliberateness and consciousness. So that's pretty much my story in terms of how all this happened, was that these things that I am going to be teaching you were the areas of study and consciousness raising that I understood and therefore was able to apply to myself. And I was able to build a business back in 1987, where I was first trained as a hypnotherapist, an energy healer called Reiki. I was a Reiki master back in 87. And also the whole question of why am I here in this lifetime was something that I just naturally started to ask myself. And therefore, I became a soul purpose strategist because I was asking that question of myself. And therefore, I was able to nurture and guide and facilitate others in asking that question for themselves.